All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, speaking to you from New York City on this, the 15th day of May, 2018. I do like to remind you that I am the author of a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, and you can subscribe to that by going to miningstocks.com, miningstocks.com, or call our office at 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426 during normal work hours. I want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Our sponsors for today's show are RN Resources, Balmoral Resources, Bonterra Resources, Genesis Metals Corp., Klondike Gold, Northern Empire, and Novo Resources. I've titled today's show, Earning a Good, Safe Yield on Your Gold Holdings. To help us explore the possibility of earning a safe return on our gold holdings, Keith Weiner, the founder of Monetary Metals, will join me during the second half of today's show to explain how that can be achieved. How much gold do you need to have to play that game, to invest? Well, what kind of risks are involved and what kind of returns might you expect? What's the duration of your investment and your loan through Monetary Metals? These are questions that we'll be asking Keith, and he'll be with me in the second half of today's show. After our first commercial break, Darren Wagner, the president and CEO of Balmoral Resources, will join me to talk about that company's successful exploration efforts on its Martiniere gold project in western Quebec and why investors might do well to pay attention to this summer's drill results. Normally about now, I would be saying hello to Michael Oliver, who gives us his latest views on stocks, bonds, commodities, precious metals. But his schedule today precluded him from being with us. In his place is my friend and partner and very successful investor, Chen Lin, to talk about two stocks that he is especially bullish on right now. I will say hello to Chen in just a minute or two. However, given today's decline in the gold price of over $20, I felt I should pass along some guidance from Michael to his subscribers that he passed on to them on May 1st regarding what to look out for in the gold markets. Since February 2016, when Michael's work proclaimed a new bull market for gold at $1,140, he offered a go-to-neutral trigger number three different times. In each case, the gold market never fell to that level that would have caused Michael to go neutral in his view of the gold market. In his May 1st missive update on gold, he noted that the annual gold momentum is solidly positive. That's on an annual basis. But he noted that if another indicator, such as the quarterly momentum, were to turn negative, he would define that as his fourth go-to-neutral signal since he went bullish in February of 2016. For the current quarter, the go-to-neutral number, according to Michael's work, is $1,273. Well, about 20 minutes or so before this show began, I saw gold was trading at $1,291. So I'm guessing that, well, we may just be seeing a fourth time in which Michael's go-to-neutral number is approached but not met. Well, we'll see. Time will tell whether that's true or not. But so far, in each case, when he's given a go-to-neutral number, the gold price never hit that, although it came very close on a couple of occasions. If I understand Michael's explanation in that May 1st letter that he sent to his subscribers, this decline could very well be setting us up for a significant rise when daily momentum rises above the three-day momentum average, which is somewhere now, if my calculation is correct, around 1274. In other words, we could be this could be a blessing in disguise for those of us on the bullish side if we wash out the people that are not so sure about their gold investments. Getting gold into the stronger hands, maybe we're ready now for the next run-up. Well, we'll talk to Michael, probably certainly no more by next week at this time, whether this is a temporary decline or whether something more significant is underway. So we'll be looking to talk to Michael next week. But for me, I'm thinking it might be a good time to buy the dip, as they say in the equity markets so often. Anyway, I'm so glad to tell you that Chen Lin is with me again, and Chen hasn't been on this show for a while, not often enough as far as I'm concerned. Thanks for joining me, Chen.
Thank you, Jay. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. It's chenpicks.com, folks, chenpicks.com, to learn more about what Chen does and also to subscribe to his letter. Chen, a couple of your favorite picks and two that you've convinced me to pick up some shares in. Sorrento Therapeutics, first. SRNE trades in the NASDAQ. I saw earlier today at $7.35. I haven't checked it recently. They are turning malignant cancers. They're doing research and developing technologies to turn malignant cancers into manageable and possibly curable chronic diseases. It is developing novel therapies to ease patients' disease or treatment or reduce the suffering that people have with their... So they're basically immuno-oncology and non-opioids for pain. Traded as high as $24 in 2015, as low as $1.50 last year. You were pounding the table then to pick up shares of this company. Talk to us a little bit about what anti-cancer technologies are they developing, and how soon might there be some real drivers for this stock?
Yes, hi, thank you, Jay. Yeah, I was pounding the table when it was about $1.70, very close to the bottom. And so far has been a very pleasant ride. So they have a lot of catalysts coming, and mostly it is in the CAR T space. It's one of the hottest area. You know, Juno and Kite was taking over about $10 billion, some a little bit more. And they're working on the CD38 CAR T, which is the first in the world. You know, so they, if successful, they will be major threat to the Dara, which is CD38, just an antibody, okay, in Johnson & Johnson, from Johnson & Johnson. It's supposed to be a $10 billion annual sales antibody. Mm. It's not there yet, but it's growing very, very rapid. So it's very hotly contested space, and they are the first to get into human trial among all these biotech companies. They started the first screening the patient. They got a FDA approval last month, screening patient at Rhode Island, and it could have a few other centers coming out, a very prestigious center around the world. The key is their partner, Celarity, likely to get a deal done with a major pharma. The deadline is July 1st. That's in their public filing. Mm-hmm. And then they go IPO later this year, very likely in the billions of dollars range, and then they own 25% of that. It's very easy to get a mask down. Mm-hmm. And then they have planned to go to Hong Kong to list as IPO. That's well published in their presentation. Mm-hmm. And this kind of company worth billions of dollars in Hong Kong right now. So, and their current market cap, I checked last time, I checked, is about $700 million. So there's a lot of upside coming, and I would say I follow this company for 7-8 years. I mean, and this is probably the most exciting year in the history of the company.
Yeah, it's it really is a very volatile stock. The stock trades, bounces around a lot. There's lots of liquidity, so it's easy to get in and out of it, isn't it, Chen?
Yes, that's what I like. You know, you can buy as many as you want. There's over 1 million share traded, right? So. Yeah. And then it's heavily shorted. Short bet over $100 million this year against the stock. So if they're wrong, watch out.
So it could be very explosive if some of these drivers come to pass here. And then you're talking July, so it's not that far away. We're a couple of months away, huh?
July 1st is the deadline. So the actual will be within, you know, June. Likely in June will be next month, right? We are already May 15th, so very close.
Well, Well, we'd like to see.
I have to check news every Monday to see if there's anything.
Well, we'd like to see those shorts. We'd like to see them get smoked out, right? So that would be fun.
Yeah. All right. That would be the key. And, you know, I think it's a lot of things positive can happen with the company and within the next a few weeks, potentially.
Yeah, what I should tell my listeners is that when you get some news that's really hot off the press, you don't wait until the weekend to tell your subscribers like I generally do with my subscribers. You put that news out there right away. So investors that are really on top of their game, that are in front of their computer paying constant attention to a couple of Chen's top picks are right there with Chen to buy and sell these things. So it's that's the added value that Chenpicks.com. Go there to learn more. Okay, the other stock is Transatlantic Petroleum. Trades in the New York Stock Exchange. I think I saw it around $1.69 today, Chen. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's right. That's one of the mysterious stocks. If you look at the history, it's trading at double digit in the past 5 years. Okay, if I would correct it, and then it came all the way down, and it has a net asset value at $50 or your worth $5, fully diluted $5 a share. Okay, if you put in $70, $80, it will be much more. And then they have a key position in Turkey, which is not priced in any of the net asset value. So it's supposed to be sold. The bids close this week. Think about it. Another stock has very, very close catalyst. I'm very excited. Maybe next time I'll be on your show, we know what's going to happen with Transatlantic.
Well, you're saying there could be something happening this week yet, Chen?
This week is the deadline for the bid. Yes. They're opening for major oil company to come in to buy the, or small or medium to buy the company.
Mm-hmm. And you feel the asset values are significant enough that a major might be interested in these guys?
Yes, they have a significant acreage in Turkey, which have a major discovery. We talk about Valara. It has a huge success for me in the past year, and this one has acreage right next to them. So that's why it's not pricing the $5 or $7, $8 net asset value. So it's addition to that. So I'm quite excited about the prospect of this company.
Well, I know you are. Is it trade pretty actively as well, Chen? Is it hard to get in and out of this thing, or is it not as liquid as Sorrento?
Not as liquid as Sorrento, but I had a problem buying that last year when I was trading at below a dollar. But over a dollar, I feel there's quite some liquidity, over $1. So right now, you can see on certain days, it trades a lot, like millions of shares. Certain days.
Right. And that trades in the New York Stock Exchange under the symbol TAT.
TAT.
Chen, so you don't see this as a long-term, I mean, the Turkey, a lot of people are concerned about Turkey political risks.
Yes,
you're not worried about that?
Exactly. They have a certain political risk, but for Turkey, 99% of natural gas are imports. So, and then fracking is not someone can just go in and frack. They need international expertise. So I don't think that the country will mess up with those. So just like foreign company operate. But when they are successful operating, that's we're talking about 5-10 years from now, there may be some changes, but not in the near
future. Well, yeah, once they know how to get the stuff out of the ground, then they can maybe play some games.
But
as long as they need the technology,
Exactly. Yeah. As they want a company to figure out how to get the gas out. But then, there could be some changes. But that's very far away from now.
That's far away. All right. Well, these are two really exciting stories. And again, Chen, thanks for sharing them with us. Certainly, they're two that I own. So I'm very interested in what goes on and with those two companies. All I can tell my listeners is that Chen has had a very successful track record, done extremely well as an investor. He's smart, he works hard, and he treats his subscribers very well. So I would suggest that people listening might want to check out Chen's work sometime. And again, it's chenpicks.com. Thanks so much, Chen, and we'll look to do it again sometime soon.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate that.
All right, folks, well, we do have to take a commercial break, but don't go away. Darren Wagner of Balmoral Resources will be with me to talk about Their Martinière gold project in western Quebec, one that seems to have a lot of promise already, has outlined a fair number of high-grade ounces underground and a lot of growth potential there, I think. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Darren Wagner.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
A gold rush has begun. Recently, three of the largest gold mining companies announced strategic acquisitions in the Yukon Territories. Ahead of them was a group who had already consolidated the key claims covering the historic Klondike Gold Rush into one company, aptly named Klondike Gold Corp. Led by a team of accomplished geoscientists, the company is steadily advancing exploration to reveal the rich source of all that gold. The hunt for the next major discovery is well underway, and Klondike Gold's shareholders are strategically positioned. Stay ahead of the majors and follow KlondikeGoldCorp.com.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.